This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. On this fine day, the fourth day of Tishrei, such a good day, you don't even have to eat. So much time. and we're going to try to get a little bit of a flavor for the sugya of paying off someone else's debt. And we'll try to have a new custom, Bli Neder, before we start. We're mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, based on the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, which was, it's good, at least it was good for me. Hopefully it will remind me to be more mindful of Kavanas HaMitzvahs. Okay, so the Mishnah spoke about the following case. A guy goes out of town, and the poor wife is stuck. She can't pay her bills. And a guy gets up, and he supports his wife. So Hanan says, okay, good for him. But nobody, he's not getting his money back. She doesn't have to pay him, because she's not responsible to feed herself. The husband had to feed her, but the husband didn't ask Yankel to support his wife. The Yankel did it at his own volition. So now, the husband owed his wife money. Okay, that's between him and his wife. The fact that this interesting guy decided to pay off the husband's debt does not mean the husband owes him any money. Because the husband didn't say, lend me money or lend to my wife and I'll pay you back. And he didn't say, the woman didn't say, lend me money and I'll pay you back. However, Rashi points out, if he lent money to the wife on condition that she pays him back, he could be toivea her and she could be toivea the husband, because the husband has to pay off her debts. But she didn't ask for a loan and he didn't say, I'm lending it to you. He just paid it out of his own heart. So in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Hanan. In the Mishnah, Hanan says, he niach ma'osav al karnatzvi. He left his money on the horn of a deer. He niach ma'osav al karen hatzvi. Okay, fine. You know, Tosfos asks, but if I go down to your estate and I paint your house, you have to pay me at least what I benefited you. So Tosfos says, well, there the paint is something which is tangible. But here, you didn't increase the value of anything. You just saved the husband from a creditor. That's not called giving him anything tangible. Okay, and I want you to keep that in mind, because that Tosfos on Kuf Chzayin Amud Beis, this sugya that we're going to learn, which is almost identical, they sort of forget about that Tosfos. Okay, now I want to pull up the Mar Mekaymos, and we'll do a famous Yeshivish Chakira. Tosfos says, because later on in the Gemara brought a Mishnah, that if somebody's asur and hanaf from his friend, you could pay off his machzis hashekel, and you could be pirei achoyvai. The Gemara says you could pay his choyvai, you could pay his debt, but your friend is asur and hanaf from you. Your friend is asur bahana. How could you pay off his debt? Your friend is not allowed to get benefit from you. So the Gemara gives two answers. Rav Oshia says it's going like Hanan, who says ibeid es ma'isav, who says paying off a debt is not a benefit. And Rava says it could even go like the Rabbanon in the Mishnah, that paying off a debt is a benefit. Paying off a debt is a benefit if the debt has a cap, that it has to be paid back by a certain time. But if it's an endless debt, if it's a debt that could be paid back at any time, the halacha is that you are not, even the Rabbanon would say it's not considered a benefit. Okay, so the Gemara at first says it's Hanan, who says ibeid ma'isav. So comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says, "Hoil v'chein, since that is so, she'ni yochel ato l'toyve mimeno, that he cannot be toyveya it from the person whose debt he paid back. Meaning, the opinion of Hanan is that the person who pays back his friend's debt, he cannot then go to his friend and be toiveya. Afal pisha mikol makoy mehaneu, even though you're still giving him benefit. She'en sarach l'shalim choyva, you don't have to pay off his debt, that he doesn't have to pay his debt. When I pay Reuven's debt, am I giving Reuven benefit? Because now Reuven doesn't have to pay off his debt. If I pay off Reuven's debt, so why is it not considered that I'm giving Reuven benefit? He doesn't have to pay his debt. No, it's not considered a benefit. Even though I'm mahanahim, mishum hachi loy mitzar. This is why it's not usher. She'enoi ela grama v'alma. It's only a grama. Because by me paying off his creditor, Mifter, he's Pater. I'm not giving him directly money. Reuven owed Shimon $100. When I give Shimon $100, I'm not directly giving Reuven benefit. Now Reuven doesn't have to pay off his debt. That's Grum of Alma. That's not Hana, it's Grum of Alma. I'm not giving Reuven benefit. It's now Reuven doesn't have to pay the debt he had to Shimon. Tosfos calls that grama ba'alma. It's a little bit unusual. You mean grama ba'alma? He would have to pay $100, and now he saves $100. That's not called, I'm giving him hana. That's not called hana. I mean, isn't Yom Kippur the happiest day of the year? Why? Because we owed God money. We owe him, and he's Meichel. So now we don't have to pay off a debt, and we're very happy that our debts are being released. So if I cause that your debt is being released, that's not called giving you Hana, that's only a Grama?
Why did the Gemara answer this? Use this Terence.
This is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that it's going like Hanan. Hanan in the Mishnah holds paying off a debt for someone is not a hana; it's just grama ba'alma. Tosfos is being masber the rationale of Hanan. Why, if the husband runs away and somebody supports the wife, that's not called giving the husband hana? Because you're not giving him hana; you're just being goyrim him a benefit, so he doesn't owe you anything. If you're mahan, why didn't Tosfos say this earlier? Tosfos earlier said the shevach is ba'en, but here there's nothing you're giving him that's ba'en. Why didn't Tosfos say that you're not giving him an ahana, it's only a goyreim? Why does Tosfos say you're not giving him hana ba'en, it's Enoi Ba'en? Why didn't Tosfos say it's a grama? But this is what Tosfos is saying, that when I pay off a debt that you owe, I'm not giving you benefit, I'm just being goyrim, that you should not have to pay off a debt. So Rav Shimon Shkop has a famous lamdas here, which is like out of this world. Like, huh? Like this. You ready? If, let's say I owe somebody money. I owe Dr. Phil. I don't know where you are. But let's say I owe you money. And somebody pays off my debt. Can someone pay off my debt? In other words, let's say somebody, I owe you $100 and somebody gives you $100 for me. Maybe I still owe you the money. I owed you the money. So it's very nice that some random guy gave you $100, but but how does that affect the money I owe you? So Rav Shimon Shkop says, no, it doesn't affect it. There is no concept that someone else could pay off the debt that I have. I have a question. Let's say I have to put on tefillin. Could someone put on tefillin for me? No. Could someone send the sukkah for me? So how could someone pay off my debt? How could someone pay off my debt? So Rav Shimon Shkop says, so I would have said, someone could pay off my debt. I owe money. It's not like I have to do the act of handing you the amount of money. I have to make sure, on my behalf, I have to make sure that I have no obligations. So if somebody wants to pay for me, they can take care of that responsibility they have. But Rav Shimon Shkreli says, no. No one could pay off my debt. What it is if somebody gives you the money that I owe, then you are moichal me. They're not paying off my debt. No one could pay off my debt. I have a debt. And there's nothing anyone could do about that debt. But if someone gives you that amount of money, then if someone gives Dr. Phil $100, Dr. Phil could be moichal me. And once he's moichal me, I don't owe it anymore. You're the only one who could release me. No one could pay off my debt. You could release me. When you get the amount of money that I owed, then you're moichal me. So now I don't owe it anymore. That's a grama. That's very indirect. That's what Tosfos means. What Tosfos means is, when somebody pays off the debt that I owe, that's goyreim that you should be moichal me. In other words, what's the lumdus of paying off someone else's debt? Rav Shimon Shkreli has a chiddush that you cannot pay off someone else's debt. It's just by you giving that amount of money, the guy is moichal. If he would be smart, he wouldn't be moichal, right? What if he's not moichal? Then I want it back. Then the guy who paid it up. So when you give it, when you pay the amount of money that I owe, so then, let's say like this, the husband owed the wife $100, somebody came and paid it. So now, the husband doesn't owe the wife $100. So the husband says, thank you very much, you are goyrim, that my wife was moichal me. But that is the most roundabout, backward type of way of getting me benefit. You didn't give me any benefit. You gave her money. Now that she has, you gave me money. Sorry, you gave her money. Now that she has money, she was moichal me. So, meaning if the lumdus is that I owe her money, so you're giving it on my behalf, so it's like, I got it. Meaning, why does Rav Shimon Shkreli have to say this? Listen carefully. Because if the lumdus of paying off someone's debt is, I'm giving it on your behalf, so I'm your shliach to give someone else money, it's like I'm kind of the money for you and I'm giving it for you, so of course I'm benefiting you. I, on your behalf, am taking possession of this money and giving it to someone for you. So it's like I'm kind of the money for you. Of course I'm benefiting you. But if the lumdus is, no, I'm not paying off the debt for you. I'm giving it to Pliny. And once Pliny has it, Pliny in turn is moichel you. It's like, the mouse trap. Like, there's a ball that goes through the tube and it hits the thing. And the thing pops up and now the ball goes flying in the air. So, by me giving money to the person that you owe, that will cause her to be moichel you. Okay, so then I indirectly benefited you. But meaning the lumdus, says Rav Shimon, is not I'm giving it on your behalf. Let's see this a little bit inside. Rebbe Chanan brings both tzadim, but we'll see it clearer here. Perish Toysis, the Mishamachi Mutil Frey Chayva, Bemudarna, the Loy Chashav El Kagarim. Va'ayin b'chidushi ha'goin Reb Shimon Shkreli. Shahichiach mikhan, Reb Shimon proves from here. Di'i efshar lefroyach choyver shachaver, you can't pay off your friend's debt. Bal karchach shel hamalve. You cannot pay off the debt that my friend has against the will of the malve. Meaning this guy who's paying on behalf of the husband for the money that he owes his wife. So the wife, so to speak, is the malve. You can't forcibly, a random stranger cannot go to the malve and say, I command you to take money on behalf of Pliny. He says, no, I don't want to take your money. I want to take his money. I like when he owes me the money. I feel good when he's in debt to me. You have no right to release me from my claims on him. I like having claims on him. Says Reb Shimon, if you had the ability to remove the choiv on someone else. Im kein lama nechshav zarak kagoyrim. Why would this only be an indirect way of causing someone benefit? V'ahu hava kimahanim amish. Am I not benefiting you directly? How? By me paying off your debt, I am forcing the malva to take money on your behalf. So if that's the case, you cannot claim that I'm giving you an indirect benefit, because, meaning, if I am able to force the person who you owe money to take this money and to accept this as payment for your debt, so then I'm directly benefiting you. It must be that that which the loiva is pater, when someone else pays for him, that's not a matter of paying a debt. The pshat is when the malva willingly accepts it, he's moichel the loiva. Ukvar herich b'zeh b'kovet shiurim, Rabbi Chanan is marich about this, that the way paying off someone's debt works is that you can't force the malva to accept this on behalf, accept this for the debt that he has claim on so-and-so. Rather, the pshat is, when I give you the money, you're moichel the claim you have on so-and-so, but that's very indirect. That is considered a grama. To which the Ateras Shmuel says, L'chayra yesh lidchos rayasei misugyan. L'chayra, there's another way to learn this. It doesn't have to be that when I give money to your malve, so now he's moichel you, so, and that would be grama. Let's say I could pay a debt on your behalf, but maybe that's not called a hana. What would the halacha be if a man wanted to marry a woman and he said to her, hey lady, you owe me $100, I am moichel the $100, and with that hana that I'm moichel the $100 that you owe me, I want to marry you. Is that a valid marriage? That's not a valid marriage. Hamakadish b'milva einu mekudeshes. Why? But I'm directly being moichel your loan. This is not through a grama. The answer is because that's not called hana. That's not a hana. That's not a hana. That's be'en. More like the svar that Tosfos said on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. It's not a hana be'en. L'chayra yesh lidchos rayasei misugyan. Dafilu im neima, even if you say diyachal lefraya chavish chavaya b'lai mechila, I could pay off your debt. It's not the pshat when I give money to the malve, he's moichel, you're alone. I could pay off your debt, but maybe I'm allowed to pay off your debt even though you're mudar hana from me. You know why? Mikamakim yeshom adulay mikri hana b'mudar hana. That's not called a hana. Just like it's not a hana to marry a woman, since he didn't receive money, just like it wouldn't be hana to marry a woman, so too it's not a hana regarding a mudar hana. So basically, there are two ways of learning here. One way of learning of Tosfos that it's a grama is that I cannot pay off a debt for you. What I could do is by giving the money to the malva, he's moichel your loan, but that becomes a grama. Or do we say, even if I could forcibly pay off a loan for, on your behalf, that's still not called hana. The same way I can't marry a woman with that hana, I cannot. I can give you that benefit even though you're asar hana to me, because that's not called a tangible hana, which to me is more like what Tosfos says on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, where he says it's not a hana be'en. I mean, the focus, Rav Shimon Shkop learns, no, it's a grama. I cannot force payment of a loan on your behalf. And here he's saying, no, even if I could
pay off your debt. Nevertheless, that's not a tangible hana, the same way you can't marry with it. By the way, just to see these two tzadim also, it's brought in Rav Elchanan in the Kaveh Shiurim. It's brought by Rav Elchanan in the Kaveh Shiurim on the sugya of Kedushin Mekadesh V'milva Inu Mekadeshes. And in the Sefer Paradis Yosef. Now, the Sefer Paradis Yosef is a very interesting Sefer. It's written by a Skvara Chassid who lives in New Square, and I think it's written on the Maram Shif. And it's a very popular Sefer in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, where they love to learn the Maram Shif. So he comments on the words of Tosfos. Mishum hachi lo mitzar she'ino ela groma v'amar ratzu lomar. The first tzad is the Torah only asers hana that comes straight explicitly, not through an indirect cause. Like you find in many yisurim, you're not aser if you just cause it. So in a move on, he asks, it's hard to understand. Lama mikri grama ba'ama. Why is this a grama? Vare nosan hamader biyadai mamain lebal choiv shalamudar. The one who aser bahana is giving money directly to the one who said he's not going to give hana to his friend is paying off directly the Baal Choyv of the one who is aser and hana to. Va'yidei zem patar mudar mil shalam choiv. And now the mudar is exempt from paying off the debt. So how could I, on your behalf, pay off a debt that you have? With a pashtus yesh safarish, simply you could explain the savri toisus. You know what toisus holds? E afsho lefroya choyver shal chaveroi, like Reb Shimon Shkop. I cannot forcibly pay off my friend's debt, bal karcho shal aloiva, against the will of the should say the Malva. And why is the Loiva Pater? Mishum Dekim and Delamaisa Kibel Amalva Mamoin. If the Malva accepted, so he's Meichel. Lachin Machel Halal Loiva Choivai. So that's a grama. I can't pay off your debt. I can't give money to the Malva on your behalf. If he doesn't want to take it, I can't force him to take it. If he decided to take it, it's because he's moichel. Vim came shaper karlua toisus rak grama ba'alma. So toisus calls it just a grama. Because the etzem tashlumei hamadir loy malav loy moirid. The fact that the one who made the nether, who said, I'm not going to give you hana, paid, that's irrelevant. Because who says the malva is going to take it? Oh, he took it? So it's a grama. I was goyrim that he should be moichel. Ela shagar ma'ideza shahamalva yimchal ha'leva. Or another way to understand Tosfos is, even if I could pay off your debt against your will, but that's not called a tangible benefit. That's not called be'en. Miu efshar lahavin d'reya Tosfos. You could understand the words of Tosfos. Gamid amrinan, even if you say, d'yachal afreya chavish chavera, that you could pay off your friend's debt, bal karchai. The savriya Tosfos holds. The kivan de'inu noisin mamoin mamish, since you're not giving mamish mamoin. And to me, this is what Tosfos said on Kuf Zayinam and Beis. I'm not giving to differentiate between being mahana, my friend, and paying off his debt. I'm not giving a tangible benefit. All I'm doing is I'm misalik achayv by giving it to somebody else. That's not a full hana. It's only a grama. Because I'm removing him through someone else. I only can't be meichel from me to you. But if I'm paying off a debt that you have to someone else, meaning, if I say you can't get that you can't get enough from me, I can't be meichel debt that you have to me, but I could be meichel debt you have to someone else. That is not considered a tangible benefit. Okay, so this is really the chakira in Tosfos, and we learned the lamdas of Reb Shimon Shkop. You can't pay back someone else's debt. It's when the malva takes the money you give, he's then meichel the leiva.
Okay, if anybody wants to learn Daf, Kuf, Ches, Amud Beis, we'll do that at 12:32 in 8 minutes. I'll just post this, look over something, and if you want to do Kuf, Ches, Amud Beis, we'll be doing that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.